Hello guys, welcome to another episode on Yinka's Meals. Yay! How's your week been? And welcome to a new month. Yes, this is hoping that August is everything and more that you hope it would be. This is hoping that you have a very, very beautiful August. Yeah, and an August without entanglement. I think that's very, very important. Personally, I'm actually looking forward to this month. I'm hoping that a lot of things come true for me, you know, in this month of August, like more money, guys. I can't really be telling you how much I need right now, but more money and more good things. But basically, an August without an entanglement. I think that that's very, very important. I hope your week has been good. I hope you guys are fine and staying safe. How have you guys been? Really, really, how have you guys been coping? I really, really want to hear from you guys. So please, when you listen to this podcast and you're listening through Anchor, you can actually leave me a voice note on Anchor and I'll get to listen to it. I can also even reply you and share my thoughts with you via Anchor. And if you're listening through other podcast platforms, then you could also send me an email, you know, on yinkadenia@gmail.com. I really want to hear from you guys. I would love to read from you. I actually love reading from you guys. So all of your feedback, like I usually say, are welcome here. Okay, so yeah, life has been good with me though. Basically work, that's all. I don't really have any special gist. But I just want to read a poem. You know, I was thinking about today's episode and I was like, what do I want to talk about? And the truth is, I have a bunch of things I really want to say. But I was just like, let's go with a poem for today. I actually started with a poem, you know, a short poem-like thing when I started the podcast. I was like, let's go with a poem for today. So today's poem, I titled it Drift Random Thoughts. So these are thoughts that just came like randomly. They're like drift. They just came and go like that. Okay, so here it goes. Sometimes some people come, or rather walk into your life and give you the purest of emotions and acceptance you can ever have or expect. And then suddenly life happens to leave us broken hearted. I'm sure we have all been there before. You come in contact with some people, you meet them, and they just like, they turn your life around, of course in a positive way. And sometimes life also happens and these people get to leave us. And then I'm saying, and then when life happens, a whole lot of things follow after that could either be good or bad. But when pain is not carefully tended to, regret and a whole lot of other stuff or thoughts might set in which should never be entertained. Rather, when our minds drift back to the time before life happened, we should learn to focus on when we had kindness and love being expressed together instead of pain or regret. This very act will bring a new release of peace into our heart that will help to focus more on the future, so to receive a more staying and permanent gift. So, yeah. What do you guys think? Basically, I was talking about love here anyway, and I was coming from the perspective that I know we have been in situations where we meet someone very, very incredible. You know, sometimes you even meet these people and you feel that, oh, am I even deserving of this kind of love? Am I even deserving of this kind of person? Am I even deserving, like, am I even deserving that this person should even be in my life? And sometimes, a lot of times, we tend to enjoy those moments. We, you know, leaning into those moments. And then sometimes life happens. When life happens, maybe an outbreak occurs, somebody has to travel, the two people involved cannot do long distance relationship, maybe someone is sick, maybe you even peradventure even lose your partner, and you just become devastated, you are heartbroken, you are lost, and you feel like alone and dejected and everything. I'm trying to tell you that as much as you feel those pains, whenever we cast our mind back and remember how good and you had it with this person, I'm saying you should not focus on the pain. A lot of us sometimes when we go through heartbreaks, we look back and we'll be like, oh, I can never believe I dated this person, But if we're to be sincere with ourselves, you know, if we have to cast our mind back, we'll know that there were some times when we had good times with this person that now when we think about, we say, I can never believe I was with this person. There were actually some good times, you know, that you had with this person. And of course, right now, maybe the pain or the hurt is actually blocking you from actually seeing the good times. I'm saying whenever you cast your mind back, try to focus on those good times that you had. Try to focus on the love. Try to focus on the kindness that you and this person expressed towards each other, instead of the pain and regret. And I'm saying in doing that, you know, you are kind of releasing, you know, a new kind of peace into your heart that will help you focus more on the future to receive a more staying and a permanent gift. I think this podcast is particularly for me, you know. There are times that I've thought about someone and I think about what could have been. Like if I was still with this person, maybe we'll still be together by now. Maybe we'll be engaged. You know, I think about these things a lot. And a lot of times I try not to focus on the pain, and sometimes the pain too can be overwhelming. So basically this podcast episode is particularly for me, like to serve as a reminder that I should not focus on the pain. You know, I should remember the good times I had with this person, and you know, in that way I can channel the right kind of energy, you know, that'll bring a more staying, you know, kind of a more staying love, a permanent staying gift. Okay guys, I hope this makes sense. When you eventually do listen to this podcast, I hope you can pick something that you can actually relate with. I hope you can listen to it and be like, yes, you know, I've been there, I've experienced this, this is how I came out of it. If you have been in a relationship where it turned sour, or you lost a partner for whatever reason or the other, I'd like to know how you handled it, and what you did that made you get better. Please reach out to me. I hope you guys have a fruitful week ahead. I really, really hope you guys are staying safe. It's very, very important. I think that I believe we should be having a vaccine in September. I'm not sure how true that is, but I think I've been hearing that in the news. Anyway, till then, stay safe. God bless. Bye. Cheers.